Negotiations between Russia and Ukraine on their gas pricing dispute have ended without a result. Ukrainian government sources say it's unclear when the new talks will take place. The meeting was held as Russia has threatened to cut off Ukraine's gas over its $2 billion debt. At least two Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attack on Jalazun camp near Ramallah. Israeli troops also arrested the Palestinian Legislative Council speaker and two MPs in Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, in Gaza. Israeli warplanes carried out multiple attacks, injuring four Palestinians, including three children. The Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has warned Takfiri terrorists that they have nowhere to hide as the army marches on their strongholds. Iraqi forces are pushing the militants back from areas they've captured. Mourning families mark 100 days since Malaysia's Flight 370 vanished. Authorities have also promised to continue searching for the jet and the 239 people who were on board. The Beijing-bound flight disappeared off radar screens on March the 8th, shortly after takeoff from Kuala Lumpur. Western military alliance NATO has rejected any jamming exercise this month following radar vanishings in several European countries on the 5th and 10th of June. The Slovak Air Traffic Services Company has linked the disappearances to a military exercise. Austrian media have also blamed NATO for the problem. A top Republican senator has called on the U.S. administration to seek Iran's help to prevent what he sees as a possible collapse of the Iraqi government. Lindsey Graham described the holding of any talks with Iran as, quote, unattractive but unavoidable for the U.S. government. Athens demands explanations from Germany after reports that Greek citizens had been subjected to electronic spying by Berlin. The Greek Foreign Ministry said in a statement that there are specific rules and ethics between friends and that Athens expects an immediate answer from the German side about the matter. And fresh anti-World Cup protests have been held in several Brazilian cities as a tournament is going on. Police used pepper spray and fired stun grenades and tear gas to disperse the demonstrators who were chanting slogans against FIFA. Brazil has witnessed a number of mass rallies since last year.